Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Day. And Dr. Jill Hubbard, as I've said many times, one of the wisest women ever, and so grateful to have her on the program. Now, we are almost at Thanksgiving, and I am praying that every person cooks that turkey to 165 degrees. Don't put the stuffing inside. We don't want anybody getting sick. But this is a strange, strange time. And I... You know, a lot of people are saying, well, oh boy, we've got politics. We don't want to talk about that during Thanksgiving. Okay, don't. And if somebody brings up something, you don't have to react. We know that. But there's a lot of, during this time of Thanksgiving, when a lot of people are being thankful, there is, there are a lot of folks that are feeling very lonely and wondering, how can I be thankful? Jill Hubbard is... with us here today. And Jill, you'll need to be sure and mute that sound little thing there. Anyway, Jill is with us, and really glad that she is. Jill, loneliness, hey. Frustration,
yeah.
Difficulty being thankful, all that.
Yeah, you know, I'm hearing a lot about the loneliness and the frustration with the isolation and people not sure what to do. And, you know, it compounds what is already a difficult season for many because it highlights where, you know, what they're lacking mm-hmm. in terms of how far off they are from their picture of the idyllic family.
Yeah.
And so then you add the COVID and the isolation and all of that. I'm talking to a lot of lonely, frustrated people. And well, it's not that they're not thankful. It's just that is the predominant feeling.
Right. And here's the thing. We do a lot of work here, a lot of people doing a lot of work, and the statistics on depression have not gone down. It's not good. And so if you're feeling depressed, well, just know you're not alone. Trust me, you are not alone at all, and it would be really horrible for you to feel like, oh, I'm the only one like this. And so, you know, I used to say, well, you know, go feed the folks and get involved that way, but now you've got the COVID virus, and I don't even know what the restrictions are in your area. But I'll tell you this, I bet there's some online recovery meetings that don't cost you a nickel to be part of. And you could be listening to our podcast or Going Deeper or Life Recovery Today, all those kinds of things you could find at newlife.com. We do want to help you, and we're going to help some folks here today who call us at 1-800-229-3000. I want to mention to you that yesterday we had on Dr. Daniel Amen, and a gift of any amount I will send you even today. His book on conquering worry and anxiety. I think it's a really good one, and I wanted to mention that to you. And you can watch our program right now on YouTube if you want to. There's a New Life YouTube channel, a lot of content there. And then Going Deeper and Life Recovery Today are there also. So really glad that you're with us today. Hope it's going to be a great Thanksgiving for you. And so much of that depends on the decisions that you make before the day. You have to commit to do something other than be alone, or do something other than just be obsessed with self and feeling sorry for the self. You know, positive thinking, good. Possibility thinking, good. pitiful thinking? No, don't do that. So we'll try to help you with that as we go. And right before the break, I'll just tell you, Brains, Boundaries, Battles in the Bible, December 5th. You can sign up at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Dr. Jill Hubbard is with me today, and you can join us with a simple phone call, 1-800-229-3000. Of course, we've got a website, newlife.com, to find out all the stuff that we're doing. And let's go over here
can
to Wendy.
Can I say one more thing about Thanksgiving?
Yes.
I think it's okay to say that this is a bummer and to admit the reality. We don't have to feign that we like any of this,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. And then in the midst of that, you know, we can still be thankful for small things in our lives and what God is doing. But, to you know, it's okay for us collectively to say, this is a bummer this year.
And I'm just determined not to make it that.
But it really is.
It's a
tough
one.
But once you accept that, then you move on and you make it better, right?
That's right. All right, 1-800-229-3000. I'm going to talk with Wendy from Sacramento, California, and she listens on KFIA. Wendy, you are on with Dr. Jill Hubbard and Steve Arterburn. How could we help today?
Hi. Yes, I listen to your program off and on, and I have suffered from anxiety and panic attacks throughout periods of my life. I feel that they have mostly happened during high times of hormonal, like pregnancies and puberty and different things. Well, I'm 61 now, but I started going to the Change at 48, and it seemed to really change my life permanently.
Mm.
But the last 5 years, I have suffered from extreme anxiety, panic, blood pressure issues, and I've become agoraphobic. So I took an early retirement. And one of my questions and one of my issues is I feel like it's a legitimate concern, is that I have like this really trigger autonomic system, mm-hmm. I feel, and the doctors have said as well, they treat me for high blood pressure, but because when I go into a panic or I've been at the hospital or different things, like they wouldn't even do surgery on me because my blood pressure jumped up to like 215 over 115.
Oh, wow.
That's
incredible.
Normal for me when I have a panic attack.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is what really has made me agoraphobic, because when I was younger,
right.
I used to not worry about, you know, strokes and heart attacks. But now that I'm 61 and I have these, you know, episodes, because I do have phobias of, you know, going out and whatever. So you would think COVID would be a dream for an agoraphobic because I'm not having all the pressure to go anywhere, right?
Okay.
Right.
Now, it's ask us a question that we could help you with.
COVID's still depressing.
Yeah.
What could we help you with?
So my question is basically, how is it a brain thing? Is it a chemical thing that my blood pressure goes like that so quickly? And how can I venture out and do these things without the fear of that happening? You know, it does happen.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to know how to deal with this, how much of it I should just push through or relax into and try to go about it. It seems to happen automatically, but I can't do anything about it.
Right.
Let me just throw this out as something to discuss with your physician. Is there a dose or is there a different medication for blood pressure that, when I decide that I'm going to go run and play in traffic, I could take it beforehand, and then my blood pressure wouldn't go up when it happens. So it's a preventative thing.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder about that.
So
that's
like
something to talk to you.
Acting?
Well, you just would you would ask the physician, okay, so if there is something like this, how much in advance do I need to take it before I go do this thing that in the past has caused my blood pressure to go up? You know, there's a blood pressure medication that is used with addicts. In fact, I don't even know if it exists anymore. When I quit smoking, it was called Catapress. And so I just know that it reduced anxiety in addition to blood pressure. It reduced urges to whatever you were addicted to. So I just know there's some help there, but you'd have to talk to your doctor about that. Jill, what
do
you
think? And there are advances in medications. And Wendy, you've not been on any medications for your anxiety?
No, I've actually been on the last 10 years Ativan, but it's a very small dose. And, you know, I have to take quite a bit of it for it to actually.
Okay, so you've built a tolerance then to Ativan.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Well, I take a very small dose. I've never increased it.
And do you do it?
0.5 milligrams.
Like PRN?
That's the dose you can take.
PRN as needed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's a better way because you don't want to, you know, max out of it. It may be time to switch to something different.
Yeah.
When you mentioned the agoraphobia and the panic attacks, yes, those things go hand in hand because the agoraphobia is a result of the fear of panic. So anytime you've had a panic attack anywhere, then you're associating that and then you restrict yourself from, you know, going out where you might be caught unaware. I hear you catastrophizing in that when you start to panic, you think of worst case scenario. And obviously there's real concerns with, you know, increased blood pressure and that, you know, has to be constantly monitored. I think to realize that you do have panic attacks and so to try to remind yourself, okay, a panic attack is not life threatening. Okay, and this may be something you have to write on your mirror, you know, to remind yourself. Panic attacks are not life-threatening. They're embarrassing. They feel horrible. Nobody wants to have them, but they are not life-threatening. Breathing is really important. Henry Cloud and I talked about this. You know, when you have a panic attack, you have to breathe through it because otherwise you feel like you're going to pass out. And so what happens in high anxiety is that the breath shortens, right? And it becomes very rapid. And it's like hyperventilating. And that's part of what adds to the passing out. And so you have to really breathe deep and slow.
Now, I want to ask you this. Let's say, Wendy, well, first let me ask you this. Is there something that happened in your past that was painful, didn't see it coming? What's the worst thing or the most traumatic thing that happened in the past?
Well, there were two things. My dad passed away at home when I was just barely 12 of a massive heart attack. And that was really traumatic for myself and my two sisters that were, you know, home at the time. And then when I was 23, I had a tubal pregnancy that almost killed me and ended up in emergency surgery. So both of those events caused years of anxiety and panic, and then I would get better, you know, for a while.
And
I don't really know what happened.
Did you ever get help from a Christian counselor on those issues?
Not from a Christian counselor. I did try regular counseling off and on throughout. You know,
and the person that's prescribing your medication, is that a general practitioner or a psychiatrist?
It's a general practitioner. It's a general practitioner.
So I suspect that if you went to a psychiatrist and he heard all of this, he would put you on something like Lexapro, and which is not only an antidepressant, but it really relieves anxiety. And so I have some suggestions for you. One is to consider seeing a psychiatrist for your medication. Two, and I would imagine your physician could recommend one. The second thing is you really let us find a Christian counselor for you, because I think you have struggled with this enough. Now, we're not sitting here doing this program because if you have a trauma, you're going to have to experience fear the rest of your life. We're here because you don't have to experience it the rest of your life.
Right.
Now, I'm going to ask you a really deep question. You ready? So, what if this wasn't really what you were afraid of? Going out, things happening, stroke, heart attack. What if there was something deeper that you were afraid of that's so hard to talk about that your body almost has to scream at you at certain times to say, not is all good here. Can you think of
I mean, that,
that
could be.
A bit? Because sometimes these things, these symptoms, represent a deeper need, hurt, or fear. And I just wonder what what that is.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're really on.
And I would wonder, too, because I feel like I know things, but I don't know how deeply they go, you know.
Like, what's one of the things that you know? Other than the two things you mentioned, is there, you had a tubal pregnancy, your father died early. Those are horrific traumas. But is there something else that you're not talking about?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, maybe fear of abandonment, because that's what I think contributed to some of the things that were going on during those times, you know.
Yeah. And one cure for that is to never end up in a relationship that could abandon you. And then if you're afraid of so much and really focused on your health stuff, there's really no room for a relationship.
Right.
It really is something to go over with a great Christian counselor. I'm so glad you called.
So can I just sum up, Steve? So three things, Wendy. Get evaluated by a psychiatrist, because they have ideas that your general will not have, okay? Two, there are things you can do for symptom management. And three, work with a therapist on the deeper issues. And you know what? Talk therapy is actually really calming, and it helps to calm down your brain. And it helps to contain that is overflowing and leaking out.
And I'm going to send you this emotional
free... Well, I do see a therapist, but he's not a Christian therapist, so I probably should get hooked up with one.
Okay. Well, I do believe in great Christian counseling. It just takes you to a different level when it's great. We're going to try to find one for you. I'm really glad that you called, and I hate it when somebody is suffering and struggling as you are with something that happened years ago.
Well, and you know, at midlife, Steve, so a lot of times these things come out, and certainly during perimenopause, things are worse. Things are exaggerated. So anxiety that you had earlier in life is exaggerated during that time.
That's right. All right, 1-800-229-3000, and let's talk with... How about we go over here and talk with Jamie, Tampa, Florida, Sirius XM. Hi, Jamie. How are you today?
Hey, Steve. Hey, Jill. How are you guys today?
I'm doing all right.
Good, Jamie.
Well, I called you guys last week. I was the one that was obsessively watching the news.
Oh, yes. I remember.
And I called to give you guys an update on how I'm doing.
Let's hear it.
Well, I connected with my pastor, and we have and luckily our pastor reached out to me, and he said, I want to put the whole congregation around you, so that way we can encourage you, because, Jamie, you don't need to be in the know 24/7. I think, you know, he said people think that we're in a pandemic, so we need to be watching the news, like, if we don't watch the news, we'll miss the next load of cases or whatever.
Yeah, right.
He said, Jamie, you can't live like this, first of all. You're going to, you think you're being informed, but the truth is you're gonna worry yourself into a nervous breakdown or a coma or worse. So now what happens is every morning and afternoon, I get a phone call from a member of our congregation at church. Now, we're one of the few that still has services, because we're too poor to do Zoom or Facebook or any other things. So every morning at 9 and at night at 5 o'clock, they call me and say, hey, Jamie, just thought I'd check on you. What are you up to? I'm like, oh, I'm listening to the radio, or I'm listening to New Life podcasts or whatever. And they're like, oh, okay. So did you watch the news today? No, I didn't watch the news today. So little things. And they said, Jamie, and oftentimes they'll say, Jamie, you know, can we pray for you? And things like that. And
awesome.
So great.
I've learned I don't need the news 24 hours a day. I mean, there's nothing nothing has changed in 12 hours.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, a lot of what's in the news, and I hear the music, I know you guys have to go to break, but a lot of what's in the news, even with the COVID-19, I can't fix it.
No.
I can't fix it. I can't do anything about it. You know, I can wear a mask and stay home and do all those other things, but I can't fix it.
Jamie, thank you. I'm going to send you Every Man's Bible to help you with your study. But thanks for being one of the few people that actually take our advice. No, I'm just kidding, but I'm really glad. And thanks for checking back in with me.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and just want to make a comment about Jamie. You hear all these things about churches that are strange and weird and all this, and then here's Jamie's church, and they're helping him. And I don't want people to forget that that's what churches do.
Mm-hmm.
That is who they are and makes all the difference in the world. So thank you, Jamie, for that. I'm going to send him an Every Man's Bible, best-selling study Bible for men. Love getting that in his hands. I also love Larry Sonnenberg. He's in the studio. I don't have him in my hands, but Larry, what... Yeah,
what, that wasn't even one of his funniest.
It's worth coming in just for the introductions.
Yeah. Well, Steve, what's going on?
Well, I have a testimony, and it plays right into what's happening here right now.
Okay.
So let me read this.
Yeah.
I want to write a quick note to let you know how much your ministry's helped me. A few months ago, I was struggling in an abusive marriage, going through the worst depression of my life, feeling like I had nowhere to turn. I always listen to your program on my lunch hour while sitting in my car. I heard you say that if you need a Christian counselor in your area, contact us. I did, and I found an excellent Christian counselor who has helped me through, and my two daughters, the two most devastating events of my life. My marriage of 19 years ended, and the very painful, tragic loss of my father in a car accident. I never give to big ministries, but your ministry has helped my life and the lives of my children so directly that I'm happy to give to your ministry so that you can be around to help others like me. Mm-hmm. I wish it could be more. Thank you for your help, and please pray for us. Well, that's a wonderful testimony. Mm-hmm. It's why we seek your help, so we can continue helping people like this.
Yep.
And God blesses those efforts and changes people's lives. But really, she said, I wish it could be more, and it can. Mm-hmm. If you give right now, it'll be matched up to $200,000. We announced that yesterday. We've had some good response overnight. The best response hasn't come in yet, but one of our faithful supporters said, I'm going to send you $25,000, so it'll be $50,000.
Wow.
So
that's awesome. And, you know, Larry, on this day, the stock market hit 30,000.
Yeah.
And for people that are invested in stocks, you've done well. Maybe, you know, year in, you could share with us. And I'm not saying that God's going to do something bad to you if you don't. But if you don't, but just be careful out on the freeway.
But, you know, that's a very good point, Steve, because if they've held stock, I think it's 6 months, and it's appreciated. If you donate the stock, you avoid capital gains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you get to deduct the value of the stock the day that you donated it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a win-win for those of you that are in the market.
Yes, really is. So, I mean, here's the deal. Let's say you paid $10 for a stock. Now it's worth $30. And so you get a $30 deduction, and if you're in a certain tax bracket, you know, that might mean, you know, you get credited $15 or something like that, or maybe even the full $30 in certain situations, versus you make $20 on the $10 sale, and then you pay taxes on that. And so it's just some people, they do the calculation, they go, wow, I actually, at the end of the day, can bless a ministry and end up with more money in my pocket, as strange as that seems. But hopefully your motive is you've listened to this program and you've said this is a place where people are experiencing transformation, and it is that place. And if you want to be part of that, 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call. Anything else you want to add, Larry?
No, just I hope people this Thanksgiving, I've heard you guys talking about all the angst and challenges that's forthcoming, but I hope people can set that aside and just think about Thanksgiving. And I wish people knew what a miracle that it was when the pilgrims landed. I'm going to give you one little tidbit of fact. I won't tell you the whole story. It's too long. The pilgrims landed on the shores. The only place north of Virginia where there were not hostile Indians, and they were helped by the only fluently English-speaking native in existence from the tribe that was totally decimated before the pilgrims came.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like Joseph.
It was a gift from God.
It was like Joseph. The Governor Bradford said, this Indian story is akin to what Joseph in the Bible in Genesis experienced.
Mm.
So
that's awesome.
We need to be grateful.
Well, let me just say this, too. No, the first Thanksgiving wasn't like it is maybe in some textbooks and stuff, but celebrate Thanksgiving anyway. And, you know, maybe it's just an excuse to be thankful, whatever it is. But I'd hate for people to say, well, I'm not going to celebrate this because it wasn't exactly the way it was supposed to be. I know. I agree. But let's be thankful. And
yeah,
let's
gratitude
celebrate.
Is a good thing.
They held the first Thanksgiving after half of the pilgrims died the first winter. I mean, that tells you the depth of their gratitude to God.
Mm. Now, let me ask you a question, Larry, as we go out, because we don't have time to go to the call. Do you know what the date is on the first headline that said wear mask and stay indoors?
No, I don't, but I'm guessing it's
1918.
Okay, I was going to guess
1918, H1N1.
Wow.
You look at the headlines, and I talked about this on Going Deeper. It looks like you could just replace today's headlines with, and they had a formal or informal in San Francisco mask burning because certain people didn't want to be told what to do. And churches were rising up because they wanted to meet. Really interesting. History does repeat itself.
Yes, it does.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
All right.
And thanks to all of you who support us. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll be back right after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of 7 books, including Growth Has No Boundaries by Drs. John Townsend and Henry Cloud, Take Your Life Back by Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop, and the Emotional Freedom Workbook. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Really glad you're with us. Hope you're going to have a great, happy Thanksgiving. I would suggest you not hug anyone. I think this is the reason people get sick.
It's the elbow.
Is the people bringing it into the house. And, you know, I heard one of the safest places you could go is to school. Mm-hmm. Kids, I ask my kids all the time, anybody not there because of COVID? No. They're coming to school, and nobody's getting this virus. So that's really good news. All right. If you want to join us, we've got 30 minutes left, or 25, I think. 1-800-229-3000. Anna is calling us from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, listens to the great, wonderful station, WBYN. Hi there. How are you?
Yes. I'm having a problem with my son. He has an anxiety problem.
What kind of problem is it? What kind of problem is it?
Anxiety. He was on drugs. Yeah, he was taking pills and drugs and drinking whiskey and all this stuff.
Okay. And where is he now?
I want him to get some help.
Where is he now?
He's in locked up. He did something wrong and got locked up, but he's coming out soon.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I think one of the things that people forget is that when you are on drugs, you are stimulating the pleasure centers in the brain over and over and over again, and you wear them out. And so when a little bit of anxiety or worry comes up for normal people, these little chemicals shoot out, and it kind of keeps you feeling normal, and you can deal with it. But those chemicals, they're not there for many folks. It takes a long time to ever get back to normal, and it's just one of the horrible consequences of addiction, and sometimes people never get back to normal. But the best thing that you could do for him, for anxiety, is to get into a program. You ask him or suggest that he get into a program while he's incarcerated, and he can do it online or with a phone if he's got access to it there. But here's the key. It's a program that would help him not worry about things he can't change and just focus on things he can and figure out the difference. And it's a program that would help him just surrender all of that anxiety to the Lord. They call it 12-step recovery. We call it life recovery. 12. He needs life to get in a drug addiction treatment 12-step program. And he can do it online while he's in jail. He needs to be recovering, not just having stopped the drugs, but in recovery. Oh. Otherwise, he's going to be experiencing this for a very long time.
And the thing is that drugs really lie to you, and they turn on you. And they actually cause people to become very anxious and to have all kinds of maladies, and you don't know how they're going to affect you. But when you tell me he's been doing drugs, he's incarcerated, and he's got huge anxiety, of course he does. So all those things that he does to maybe help him feel a different way are actually manifesting the anxiety. Now, there may be other things in his life that are also causing him anxiety, but that is not going to help. He might be able to escape for a short period, but long term, we don't escape from things that we don't deal with.
What can I do to help him, though?
The only thing you can do when he's in jail is to tell him you need to talk to those people about how can I get involved in a recovery program while I'm here. When he's out of jail, you need to know where the meetings are and say, hey, we're going to go to the meeting together, the open speaker meeting together, and then I'm going to I'll take you to another meeting. But that's how you help. It's
well,
not
and yeah, you tell ahead. Him that you have a cure for his anxiety.
Okay.
And it's 12-step programs because they help you manage life better. And they give you a community that has connection, which also, as I've mentioned earlier, calms the brain. And it gives you a plan. And that helps when we know, because anxiety is a lot of fear of the unknown, right? It's a fear of the future. And so it's this swirling. I always picture it like this big ball of tangled string. And it's like, oh my gosh, what's really going on there? And so you have to kind of sort through it, and the 12-step programs give you a place to sort through all the things that make you afraid and anxious.
Now, here's what I'm
somewhere to go to.
Well, offline we've got these these folks that handle our phones, and they can try to find a place for you. I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible to give to him. Now, there's a wonderful program for moms like you called Al-Anon, and if you'd look that up and you get involved, you will no longer feel alone.
And you'll learn what to do. And there are Al-Anon groups specifically for parents of kids that have been drug addicted.
Yeah.
How do you spell that? A-L?
A-L-A-N-O-N. Al-Anon.
Okay.
Now, how long has he had a drug problem? Just curious here.
He just had it since his dad died.
And when did his father die?
2 years ago.
When? 2 years ago?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to send you a little workbook with that Bible.
He died
on greed.
In his arms.
Oh,
died
my gosh. Well, no wonder this kid wants to escape.
Yeah. Really?
And is anxious. That's so sad.
Yeah.
He says, Mommy, I just can't get over.
Well, yeah. So there it is, you know, the 12 steps is a good thing for him to be involved in because it also touches on grief and grieving and what we have control over and what we don't. Right?
The good news, yeah, the good news is that he can get over it. Other people have gotten over things. But you can't do it by just trying to cancel out the painful feelings.
Right.
I'm going to send you a workbook with that Bible that he could actually work through.
Okay.
But hold on.
Steve, what about understanding and loving a person with substance abuse?
Yeah, I'm going to send.
Addiction?
Yeah. Let me send that book to you. Understanding and loving a person who has a chemical dependency. I'll send that book to you also.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you called. And hold on, and let's see if we can find a place that he might be able to go after jail. I'll guarantee you they know places there because this is so very common that a person with a drug problem ends up incarcerated. All right. Really, really glad you called. Hang in there. I'm glad he's got a mom. And I think it's time for you to get in that Al-Anon meeting. You're going to find you're not alone, and you're going to get some really great, great help. Let me mention a couple of things to you before we go to the break. We have this matching gift opportunity. Anybody giving a gift of any amount, I'll send you this Living in the Almost. You do not want to live in the almost. Some people call it limbo. It's actually worse than that. When you have all this potential and you almost fulfill your dreams or you fulfill your expectations in life or you fulfill the calling that God has for you. You just don't want to miss that. And a lot of people almost get it, and they don't. So that's our way of saying thank you for the gift. Don't forget that on Thursday, Life Recovery Today is at 11 o'clock Eastern Time on the NRB Network. Most cable companies carry that network, and you can watch that. You can watch the show, that, and also Going Deeper, on the YouTube channel. It's called the New Life YouTube channel. Pretty exciting that we have that. You can go there and tell other people to go there also. And a final little note. We've got folks shopping a lot on Amazon. I heard today that the head of Amazon, Bezos, or however you say it, he since the COVID, his worth has gone up $87 billion. So, but anyway, he will share that with us.
Barely.
When you go to smile.amazon.com, you designate New Life, and then we get a gift. And you don't pay for it, but we get a gift from whatever you buy there. They give us a percentage of it. And I just hope and pray you'll do that. Here it is again, smile.amazon.com, and you just designate New Life Ministries, and while you're doing it, fill out your will and designate New Life Ministries as the people that should benefit. Just a thought there. I don't know if that actually could happen. All right, there's the music. Don't forget about this. December the 5th, right around the corner, the Saturday after the Saturday, after this Saturday, is it. And it's Brains, Boundaries, Battles, and the Bible. Henry Cloud, Daniel Amen, John Townsend, Sheila Walsh, and myself, and some great Christian counselors. You know, you've been going, you say, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't want to get in therapy. No, do this. Because we put you in a group and with a Christian counselor, you hear somebody else speak, go back to that group. You will be shocked at the progress that you can make in just one day. You will not be disappointed if you join us. You can do that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We've got some people on the line at 1-800-229-3000. We'll be back after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Jill Hubbard. Jill wrote a book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. And at Thanksgiving, it'd be great if you could speed read that thing before Thanksgiving. That could make all the difference in the world.
Handle those difficult situations, have realistic expectations.
And when you get through with Thanksgiving, you may be demanding that particular book. But let's go to Barbara. Washington, D.C. listens online, and we're glad that she does. Hello, Barbara. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, good. We can. How could we help you today? What's going on?
Well, I have been divorced from my husband for about 16 years, mm-hmm. and we were married almost 25. Wow. And a part of the besetting problem in the past was that there were some inappropriate sexual improprieties with one of my two children that was from a first marriage.
Oh,
and that has all been resolved legally. There's no legal implications, everything.
Yeah.
There was never any final accusation or whatever. So
okay.
that is something that has never been really addressed by him, I don't think. And he has in the past few years, and we have maintained a relationship the whole time because I wanted to for the sake of my daughter together. And he has wanted to know if I would be willing to share a place with him as we get older. And I'm like, not sure what to do. I'm hearing things from one family member and another family, and there has been resolution in my family to a degree, forgiveness for all that past thing, but that it still presents a question to me about the efficacy of me living with him in a non-marriage relationship. We neither of us have either married, never dated or anything.
Okay. Glad you called about this. I think a lot of folks are doing this, actually, or they're never getting married for this. And so I'll ask Jill to get us started. I'll start.
No, that's
then.
Okay.
But yeah.
I thought it might go that way.
Well, so okay. Essentially you'd be roommates. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And just for clarity, real quick, so the sexual impropriety was never proven? We don't know that...
Never followed through. There has been forgiveness for my son and okay. different family members and all.
Okay.
And however... Okay, go ahead.
Your son was the one affected?
Yes.
Or made the claim? Yeah, okay. And so there's been healing between the two of them?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay, because it sounds like there's something left undone there.
Well, I'll tell you what my perspective is, that he has never gone for help.
Okay.
My ex-husband
your son,
has never gone
you're,
to help
you're,
them.
You're,
I
yeah.
know.
Right.
My ex-husband, yes.
Yeah.
Who adopted the boy, yes.
I don't think it's a good plan to live with somebody you're not married to, especially if you have been...
That's my point, yes.
Yeah, and especially if you've been intimate with that person, and especially if it's an ex-husband. So that's the one foundation you have to deal with. But the second second one fits the third one, and that is this: many times a man would like to be taken care of.
See, well,
but,
that's what I think.
Yeah, and so he arranges.
He doesn't want
to
be alone.
Taken care of, and you end up being the caretaker, and he still has never gotten help. He has still never made it right fully with your son. And
exactly
then
right.
after he's there a while, your son goes, what is this? This guy did this to me and never made it right, and here mom is taking him in. I mean, it feels like a betrayal. You just, so many things that aren't right about this.
I agree with that.
I want things to go well. I just wonder what would happen if you said to him, here are some criteria for us getting remarried, and that is the criteria for you or me, us moving in together. You need to get help. You need to make it right with our son. I need to be assured that you're a healthy person who's gotten help for whatever is unhealthy. Because you don't know what he does when he's not on the phone with you.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
yes.
Go ahead, Jill.
Okay. So, Barbara, apart from whether it's right or not to live together, I mean, I know there's lots of platonic opposite sex roommates, right, nowadays.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But
right.
I think exactly what Steve said, because of your history together, you will fall into right. those old patterns of husband and wife. You will be living like husband and wife.
Every time we're together, we do.
Absolutely. Yes. Even if you're not sleeping together, right? It will still be that pattern. And so you will have like a platonic marriage, and you will end up, yes, being the caretaker. And this is a man who's scared
and
to
be
alone.
Mad. And I would be mad.
Yeah, yeah.
So if
and
you
that's
were
not
called,
even looking at all the things Steve mentioned that are problematic.
If you were calling...
Well, to me... Yes.
Go ahead. To you.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. To you. What?
I can't even remember what I was going to say.
Okay.
Well, look, if you were calling to affirm that the doubts you were having about this were valid, then I want to affirm that. I think you're smart. You sound very bright. And I just wouldn't do it. And wow, what if you laid out this criteria and it literally, at this stage in his life, caused him to go and get some help? Wouldn't that be great? So I love it when people don't
close the door
on something.
Right. Right. I have... told him that if this was a possibility, that I would probably want some counseling.
Yes, because you used to be married.
Very well to it.
Okay, yeah. That's good. See, you know, otherwise, you know, live down the street from each other.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
Get places at the same retirement center, separate from each other.
Well, you know what? I know a lot of it's money. A lot of it's money.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's very. It would be great to be able to have half the expenses, you know, all that from a practical
Of course it would.
Sure.
But
Barbara?
From an emotional standpoint on my part, I just think that I'd probably get slammed.
Yeah, I agree. And I just want to encourage you to be free, live free, enjoy.
Be your own person.
Yes, enjoy the things that you have accomplished. And, oh, my goodness, I'm really, really glad you called. It really is important that we get second opinions on things, that we be open. How many people are walking through life and they don't know this one thing? We see you. we see who you are, and others see you. You're not fooling anybody. That's the thing. And when you're ready to stop fooling people and start being authentic, we can help. There might be a book that could help. There could be a therapist, a Christian counselor in your area, so easy to do online now with the COVID situation. It could be one of our intensives. I love the one coming up December 5th, Brains, Boundaries, Battles, and the Bible. Could be every man's battle. I would love to see this guy get into every man's battle. I'm just telling you, it's shocking how much progress a person can make. And when you go to the Intimacy in Marriage Weekend, it takes some of the most difficult cases and just absolutely pulls people back together. As I mentioned yesterday, we had a couple on a call who they just are doing great together, love each other, but they didn't before Intimacy in Marriage. And also, it takes some pretty good marriages and makes them great. Thank you, Dr. Jill Hubbard, and thanks to Larry Sonnenberg, who always comes in with wisdom. Thanks to you. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.